A very good afternoon. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Nuntes, Ksubas 59b, pagination is 118, starting from the Mishnah about a third of the way down on the page. Ve'elu melacha she'isha osa labayla, these are the basic responsibilities of housework that a woman is responsible to her husband. Tochenes, to grind, make flour, va'ofe, and baking, mechabeses, to clean the clothing, mevasheles, to cook the food, umanika es bena, and to nurse the child, matzas lo hamita, to make the bed, va'osa betzemer, and there was a certain process of making wool that she would be responsible to do. Hechnisa lo shifcha achas, if as part of the dowry she brings in a maidservant, lo tochenes, v'lo ofe, v'lo mechabeses. There are certain items that get pulled off of her responsibilities, and those items become this maidservant's responsibility. The maidservant doesn't simply take her place. She has things of her own, whatever she does, but she does take some of the responsibility off of the wife. Shtayim, if she brings in two such maidservants, ein mevasheles ve'imaniko es bena, it would further diminish her responsibilities. Shalosh, ein matzas lo es hamita, she doesn't have to make the bed, ve'ein osa betzemer, and she doesn't have to produce the wool. Arba, and if she brings in four such maidservants, then between them all, they'll take care of everything, and yosheves bekitadra, she can sit on her throne. And it's an expression, obviously, that she has no housework responsibilities. Now, this first part of the Mishnah flows. It's all a question, who wants to do work? And the more maidservants, the more free you are. And that's considered somehow the goal. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer says, we need to give this a little bit of pause. Even if she brings in 100 maidservants, kofalasos betzema, she can be forced to do some work, shehabatola mevia ledezima, because doing nothing brings to immorality. It's the expression of TV show soap operas. People who have nothing to do, so they sit there and they follow whatever it is they follow. Habatola mevia li dezima. Sitting around, doing nothing, not having responsibilities, is not a good thing. And the husband can object to that, and she has to do no matter how wealthy she is. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel puts a different perspective on it. He says, Shabbatola mevia li deshimum. Doing nothing brings a person to go crazy. And we have now two reasons. One reason that doing nothing brings to immorality, and one reason that it brings a person to go crazy. It's a lack of intelligence. It's not going to develop to a good thing. So, just to comment, being that right now it's the season of Pesach, Klal Yisrael going free from Paro, the goal ultimately as a Jew, in Jewish perspective, is not to be free, 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 free. I just want to be free. That's not a Jewish perspective. Jewish perspective always is to have freedom so that you have options to channel your energy in a productive way. Instead of serving as a slave to a person who's self-centered and wicked and assigns worthless tasks, the proverbial Pisom and Ramses, they built cities on quicksand so that the slave would be tortured in that he's accomplishing nothing. He has nothing to show for his labor. That makes a person go crazy. As opposed to working, no one objects to work. The point is to be working and to be channeling one's energies in a productive way. There's also a phenomenal insight over here regarding self-esteem. Habatola mevia lideshimum, doing nothing, does a lot of bad for the person's emotion and for his brain, but producing something is valuable. It makes an impact on a person's self-esteem. That's why crafts are highly recommended for people. You produced something. It's a piece of pottery, whatever it is, but it does something for the human being that's very powerful. Now, the Gemara wants to know what the difference is between the reason of Zima and the reason of Shimon. Batola, having her do nothing, could bring her to immorality, or it could bring her to actually go crazy. What's the difference between these reasons? And the Gemara addresses this on Samach Aleph Amud Beis 61b, pagination 122, where the Gemara comments in the middle of the page, Hainu Tanakama. He's saying the same thing as the Tanakama. He's just giving a different reason. What's the difference between the reasons? Ika Beinayu, the difference will be, and Rashi explains these words, that it means Misacheches Beklovim, a person who jokes with the dogs. If they're doing races, or they're training them to do tricks, whatever it is, but it's some sort of self-made endeavor. And if she's involved with that, so then Shimum will not set in. She's not going to go crazy from that, because it's at least artificially decided to be a productive, there's a goal. You're producing something. Whereas Zima, since it's not a normative member of society, it seems that it was still considered a negative thing. I don't know how you compare this exactly to nowadays. You could have a circus entertainer. I don't know that there's anything wrong with that. But apparently what they were doing, maybe with who they're hanging out. If a person's doing simple magician stuff by birthday parties, or a person is part of a culture that's not strongly moral, perhaps that's the problem. But in terms of the actual behavior, it's not going to bring to shimum. It's not going to bring to a person going crazy, because it is a goal-oriented type of behavior. The Michtav Me'Eliyahu has an essay about this idea in which he mentions that different cultures create different goals. And one wonders if the goal is intrinsically valuable, even though we celebrate whoever succeeds. You take basketball, for example. We decide that whoever can put the ball through the hoop best and does so in a designated amount of time with a team that's opposing them, so whoever wins is the champion. There's nothing intrinsic to putting a ball through a hoop. It's something we've agreed on. Likewise, a person who climbs Mount Everest, there's nothing intrinsically valuable about doing that, but it's a goal-oriented, call it a sport, whatever it is, and that gives it value from mutual agreement. It would seem that something like that, while it might be valueless in a very strict moral code assessment, it has value. If it has value as exercise, it has value as downtime, however we define these types of needs. But in terms of a profession, so shimum it would not do. The Gemara was still concerned about Zima, about hanging out in an improper place and not being a normative member of productive society. Again, how to apply these to nowadays requires quite a bit of contemplation, but the Gemara makes this distinction of what exactly the concern was. Either way, we recognize that that just because she's wealthy does not give her license to sit around doing nothing, because that is a significant concern regarding her physical and spiritual well-being. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.